Are you ready for a little controversy?
Wake up. It's a new day.
The morning drive is on.
AM 800.
Oh my God, I can't believe it. All the people in the world, what is it like? The little jumping out of my life and in the arms. Maybe, baby, I'm just losing my mind.
Hey, Grammys were on last night. This is Adele. She won for Best Pop Solo Performance. A lot of great performances last night at the Grammys, and we'll continue to play those throughout the morning. Well, Mike is off sick today, and it's funny. We had this story planned to talk about people going to work sick, and it's always been, John, don't you think, one of those things where, do I go? Do I not go? What's the best thing to do? I mean, if I don't go to work, I'm, you know, probably leaving my coworkers in the lurch, or I'm going to have to catch up on certain things afterwards. If I do go, maybe I get other people sick. But if I don't go, are they going to talk about me and believe that I'm sick? Will I get reprimanded by my employer?
Right? Do I have any sick days that are left at this? Like, what can I do?
It's crazy, right? I mean, it's one of those things that we've been talking about forever. What's the best thing? And according to this latest study, 3 in 4 workers still feel an obligation to go to work when they have a cold. Although 57% would prefer it if their sick colleagues would just stay home. So a recent poll of 2,000 employed adults finds that many still feel the need to just, I'm going to go to work. I'm going to just deal with it. I'm going to pretend I'm not sick, power through it, and, you know, get through it. And so, you know, I get it. There's that feeling that if you don't go to work, you're weak, you know?
Yeah, I mean, and talk about a weird thought process that we have here in terms of, like, you know, going to work and what is an acceptable absence versus not an acceptable absence. I think if you get hit by a car, or, you know, you got a broken arm that just happened, no one would question maybe taking a day off. But when you're sick, like, oh, I don't want to appear weak, as you said. That's an issue, though, because, you know, then you can get other people sick.
Yeah, and you're right when you bring up number of sick days. That has a lot to do with it sometimes as well. But in this study, overall, 38% of those with coworkers made it a point to come in just to show their colleagues and the boss. See? I'm sick. See? I wasn't lying. I wasn't making it up. And fears over coworkers seeing them as unreliable, leaving others in the lurch and having too much to do are also reasons for not calling in sick. And this particular study also finds that 21% want to show how dedicated they are, while 18% don't trust others to do their work properly. So if I stay home and I'm sick, somebody else is going to do my work, but they're going to mess it up so much that it's going to be a headache for me when I go back tomorrow. So you know what? I'm just going to go in.
It's interesting because all of these really aren't running around the money aspect, but really around the trust aspect, which is, like, that's just standing out to me. People, you're afraid that someone won't believe you when you say that you're sick. You don't trust that your employee that you're working with can get the work done. It's the trust of leaving others in the lurch. I mean, it's weird that these are all emotionally based reasons rather than just, I'm sick.
Right. I know. But it's our culture, right? It's how we've learned to deal with things at work. And I like this that somebody said, you know, it's like one of those things where I'm going to convince myself I'm not sick. I'm going to carry on and believe that I'm not sick. To be honest, that's the attitude I have when I get sick. I try and ignore it, and I don't let it win. Mm-hmm. But in this case, people are taking it a step further, and they're continuing to go to work. Pam is calling in this morning. Good morning, Pam. Oh, are you there, Pam?
Yeah. Sick policies and stuff and people going into work sick. We had a mandate at the hospital. You weren't allowed to call in sick between Christmas and New Year's. Well, one night I wasn't feeling well, and I called in, and they made me go into eMERGE. And I ended up going to the OR at 5 o'clock in the morning and getting my appendix out. And then I was off 6 weeks. So.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
So, I mean, when you're sick, you're sick.
Yeah, I mean, and you're right. And if you know, your employer says you're not allowed to call in sick, I mean, what do you do with that? Like, so Pam, had you called in sick, what repercussions would there have been? Do you know?
I don't know what they would have done. Probably call me in and reprimand me, like.
Oh, thanks for your call, Pam. That's interesting. I mean,
at the hospital too.
Yeah, I mean, short staffed.
Yeah,
right?
It makes sense, but at the same time, I mean, these are all. We think about this now. I think a bit more hyper aware because of what the last 3 years have been. I mean, I don't think anybody really cared much if someone was sick at a workplace. We didn't really think about how when you cough around, it could spread throughout the building. But now, after 3 years of mask wearing and thinking about don't go to work if you're not sick, if you're sick. Also, no one can go to work because everyone's sick, or maybe some people are sick. It's so interesting.
But conversely, I mean, there are people who take advantage of it. There are people who call in sick who aren't sick. And so as an employer, or even as a coworker, I mean, you're aware of those kinds of people who do that. So
someone comes down with a case of the long weekends.
Right. So how do you prove it? I guess it's too bad there isn't some sort of foolproof, and maybe technology will make it that way at some point in the future where you can somehow prove that you're sick and everybody can relax about it. But and I suppose that's why there's such a, you know, a yin and yang in all of this, is because some people genuinely are sick, but there's others who are taking advantage. And I don't know. The study in here that we're talking about finds that 49% of adults working with colleagues wouldn't have any qualms telling a sickly coworker, listen, you should have stayed home. And they might have had a good reason, too, because 48% believe they picked up a cold from a colleague in the past 12 months. But I don't know. I mean, we have masks now. Maybe, you know, just to be safe. I'm not sure if I'm sick. I'm going to come to work, but I'm going to wear a mask. Because I don't want to give it to anybody.
See, let's go with, like, the tech thing. We can have, like, a box. You can cough into it, and then it goes up to the web, and then your boss knows, like, oh, this person is actually sick. They said they are. We can see it.
Not so easy to get a doctor's note, right?
Someone texting in, so is Mike really sick then? No, we don't know. No, we think he is.
Yeah.
One other person texting in that the Catholic School Board has 11 sick days per contract, but with the attendance program, you can't take all of your days. Six sick days within 14 consecutive months lands you in a program where you must guarantee that you won't use 6 to 8 sick days for the next 3 months. This is why teachers go to school sick.
Wow.
Interesting.
Yeah, I didn't know that. Somebody said, I recently was let go from a temp job because I called in sick after working there for just shy of a month. Thankfully, I have a new job now. Somebody said, I don't think you'll have to prove you're sick. Where I see it heading is people are going to be given mental health days when they can take a day off because they don't feel good. Nothing to do with being physically sick. I can see that coming in the future. A lot of jobs do offer mental health days right now, right?
Yeah.
Once employers, said another texter, learn that sickness is not just physical, there are mental issues also. Somebody else said they worked for the Board of Ed, and was in the hospital and had to pay them back for the time off.
Wow.
Not allowed to use sick days. I think if you can prove it, if you can prove you're in the hospital.
That you would, like, look it, I've got the tag on my wrist. I was in the hospital. But I mean, it's hard to, how do you prove that you just have a cold? Or that, you know,
exactly,
you're not able to actually make it in. And then at what point does the employer say, I don't want you here. You might be the reason why your coworkers can't come in tomorrow. And
absolutely,
now I'm out the entire floor.
Absolutely. And one last text. I get Super Bowl sick. Yes, I think Mike's going to get that next week, too.